Did you say Jackie? That's what his name is, Jackie Anderson. I'm Tom Dawson. Jackie Anderson? Jackie looked at him. He said, yes, sir. My dear, dear boy. He says, come in, come in. Sit down, sit down. They both sat down. The lawyer took out a handkerchief and wiped a few tears out of his eyes. He says, my dear boy. He says, I don't know. You are Jackie Anderson. He said, yes, sir, I am. What's wrong? I don't know how to tell you this. He said, it's one of those things that's very difficult to explain to a young boy like you. Well, what's wrong, sir? He says, you've been away for some time. Yes, yes, I've been away. It breaks my heart. It grieves me deeply to have to tell you this. He said, well, what's wrong? He said, while you were gone, and he took out a handkerchief and wiped his eyes. While you were gone, your poor, poor uncle died. Jackie says, what? Oh, now, boy, brace up, brace up. He said, your poor, poor uncle died. Jackie half smiled, he did? I know, boy, you're going to take this awfully hard. Now, you must act like a man. Jackie says, I will. Jackie stood up. He says, I've never seen any young man like you who could take tragedy and face it like you do, young man. I certainly give you credit. Jackie says, that's all right. He says, I can take it. He says, yeah, I can take it. A lot easier than you think. Tom kind of smiled. He says, yes, I think he can take it quite well. He says, well, I did my duty. Tom said, is that all you wanted to tell us? He says, yes. He said, that's the sad news. They start to leave. Oh, wait a minute, that isn't all, though. He went in the back and brought out a little tin box. He says, you realize we've been looking for you because you're the only surviving heir to your uncle's estate. Jackie looked at Tom. What does that mean? He says, that means that anything your uncle had is now yours. Jackie said, mine? He said, well, what did he have? The lawyer went through some papers. He says, well, the big house out at the edge of this town is yours. Jackie said, I wish they'd burn it. He says, there are some papers in here. I didn't go through it. You were supposed to have all of this. And here is $5,000 cash. Jackie says, what? He says, $5,000 cash. He says, all you do is sign this paper and take the box, and that clears my records with you and your uncle. Jackie says, all I do is sign and get $5,000? He says, yes, it's yours. You inherited it from your uncle. He said, where's the pen? He handed him a pen and Jackie signed it. The man handed him the box and the money. He says, well, he says, I guess that takes care of our business, and I want to again tell you my deepest, deepest sympathy about the loss of your uncle. It was a great, great tragedy. Jackie says, yes, yes. It was a great tragedy, and thank you so much. The two of them walked out. They were still in ragged clothes, more or less, from the jungle, and they looked a mess. Jackie walking down the street and carrying the box, and Tom beside him, Ritzy following. They saw a sign, hotel. It looked so clean and nice inside. And there was a little restaurant right beside it where they could even look in and smell food. Jackie stopped Tom. Says, you're talking to a rich boy. He says, well, I'd say you're rich. Mm-hmm. He says, well, why are we standing out here smelling food when, all right, so Tom looked at Jackie and told him he was rich. He says, come on, let's go inside. Tom said, like this? He says, sure. Jackie stuck this big roll of bills in his pocket and carried the box. They went up to the desk. The man was doing something and looked up. He says, yes, what do you want? And he looked at Tom and he looked at Jackie and said, I am afraid there's no place for people like you in my hotel. Jackie says, we'd like to have one of your best rooms. Oh, you'd like to have one of the best rooms. And I suppose you have $1 million to pay for it. Oh, he says, no, but I have money. He said, I wish you two would get out of here before I call the sheriff and have you thrown out. He says, it seems to me that you need to get some new clothes and something else. He said, you look like a couple of tramps. He said, now, if you don't mind, get out. Jackie pulled out the money and flashed it on the desk. He says, we'd like to have a room. I said, and he looked at the money. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He said, now, we have a very nice room right up to the top of the steps. And he kept staring at that money. And finally, he reached over and Jackie grabbed it. He says, we have money. He said, is that real? He said, of course it's real. And then he looked, he says, you didn't rob a bank or something? Tom says, no. He said, this is Jackie Anderson. His uncle died and he inherited the money. Oh, yes, yes. Well, right this way, let me show you to our best room. So he took him upstairs and showed him the best room and Jackie paid for it. Tom says, Jackie, let's go get some new clothes before we go in to eat. So they went down to the same person, the man, the grocer that told them about their uncle dying, and they got new clothes, new shirt, shoes, everything. And Jackie paid for it all. When they finally came out, they went in the back and dressed, they came out looking all together like different people. The two of them walked down the boardwalk. Jackie says, well, Tom, the dinner's on me, come on. They walked inside and sat down, and they both had the best meal on the house, steak. And they sat there and talked and talked, and finally it never dawned on Jackie that one of these days that he would have to leave Tom. And finally he says, Tom, where are you going to go? Oh, he says, I don't know. He says, probably head west. He says, well, Tom, I have to go up to the Martins and tell them I found myself. Well, you do that. He said, but I want you to go with me. Oh, I don't think I can do that, Jackie. Tom, please. He said, then I'm going to go back. He says, I have a farm, a really nice farm, Tom. And he says, I think I owed about $5,000. And he says, I think I've got enough left to pay for it. He said, maybe I could buy it back yet. He says, if old Mr. Skinflint Gruber didn't pay up the mortgage. He says, Tom, would you go with me? He says, I need you. I really do. Well, let me think about it. Plug that in. So Jackie and Tom decided that he would go back with Jackie, and they went back and got the horse. And the next morning they started along the river up to the Martins. As they were going along the river, they were talking, and Tom was asking Jackie questions, and Jackie told him about the logs and how he cracked up and almost got drowned. Finally, on the second evening, Jackie knew they were getting close. He was recognizing familiar sights. And he said, it's over the next ridge, Tom. He says, come on, there's the schoolhouse. See it? He said, that's where I went to school, Tom. He said, would you believe I went to school? So I think so. He said, not very long, but I learned a lot of things. He said, did you go to school, Tom? Oh, some, yes. He said, you're sure smart for not going to school a lot. Well, I try to be. Finally, they looked down the hill. He said, there it is. There's the Martins. He said, will they be surprised? Jackie was riding in back of Tom, and finally they pulled up the drive. It was almost twilight when they pulled up the drive. Mrs. Martin was on the porch, dusting her apron from some crumbs, and she saw the rider come up. And she says, oh, good evening. Tom says, good evening, ma'am. Juby came out, hid behind his mother's skirts. He said, hello. Tom says, hello. said, what do you want? Mrs. Martin says, are you looking for someone in particular? No, no. Is there something I can help you with? No. Then why you want around here? And finally, Jackie stuck his head out from behind. He said, it's me, Jackie. Juby said, Jackie! He said, my chicky man. And he started running out, and Jackie jumped down, and he jumped up in Jackie's arms. He said, my chicky man's back, my chicky man's back. Mrs. looked around and saw Jackie. She rushed out and grabbed him and kissed him. She says, oh, Jackie, she said, she started yelling for the rest of them to come, Elmer and her husband and all of them, and finally they came running from all parts of the farm, and they began to shake Jackie's hand and gather around him and asking him questions, what had happened and so forth. Finally, Jackie says, oh, I almost forgot. He said, this is Tom Dawson, my friend. He's the one that did a lot for me. Not as much as Jackie did for me, though. And Mrs. Martin says, well, come into the house. He said, I was just getting ready to set the table. Come on in, come on in. He said, you are going to stay the night, Tom. Jackie says, sure he is, because he said, in the morning, he says, we're going heading back home. You're going to do what, Jackie? He says, well, I appreciate everything you've done, but he said, I have money now. I'm rich. He said, I want to go back and see if I can buy my farm back. Mrs. Martin says, from your uncle, Jackie? He says, yes. He says, well, we certainly don't want to stop you if you can get your farm back, but we certainly hate to see you go. So they had supper, and that evening in the parlor, they all sat down and talked and talked and talked and talked. They listened to Jackie, they listened to the boys, they listened to everybody, including Juby. And finally, when Jackie explained everything that had happened and what he wanted to go home for and why, Mr. Martin understood. He said, Jackie, he says, one thing we want you to make sure, that you understand that this is your home, and anytime you want to come back, you are welcome. Jackie said, I know that. He said, you know, if it wouldn't be that I didn't have a real father and mother at one time, he says, I would choose you and your family as my family. Mrs. Miller kind of, well, thank you, Jackie. That's real nice. He said, I really mean it. I really mean it. I'd rather live here than anywhere except my own mother and father. Jackie, aren't you ever going to come back? He said, sure, I'm going to come back, and come back a lot of times. He said, and you can see me. He said, when I get my farm, he says, you can come and stay with me a while. He said, Mommy, could I stay with Jackie? Could I? He said, well, sometime, yes, when Jackie's all settled again. He said, we'll go see him. He said, that'll be a wonderful vacation for us. So that night, Jackie was rather restless, thinking about, did Mr. Gruber actually pay the farm off, or did he still owe the money? Could he still get the mortgage paid off? Many things began to go through his mind. Bright and early, Mrs. Martin had breakfast ready, a special breakfast, extra eggs, extra bacon, everything, because this was a special day. As soon as they finished, Jackie says, come on, Tom, I want to show you my horse. You haven't seen the horse yet. So they ran out to the stables, and Tom had to run because Jackie had him by the hand. He was dragging him. He said, there's Maggie. What do you think? Well, it's a nice horse, Jackie. It's a nice horse. So that's what I thought. I knew you'd like Maggie, Tom. Well, I like her. Of course, she's an older horse. Now, she's not going to win any races, you know that. No, I guess not. He says, well, anyway, let's get saddled up. So they got the horses saddled up. Mrs. Martin had fixed a sack full of food for them. And when they came back to the house, she had it ready. The boys and Mr. Martin, Mrs. Martin, Juby, Elmer, and all of them, Ralph, were standing around with long faces, and finally Jackie says, well, we'll see each other again. It's not that we're leaving forever. Mr. Martin says, well, you never know. We hope not. But Jackie, remember, you're always welcome. And you're always welcome to my place. Tom smiled. He says, don't worry about Jackie. I'll take care of him. says, "We'll be all right." They got on their horses and headed down the drive. And the last time Jackie turned back, he saw all of them there, just standing, looking, and waving. And finally, he turned around once more and waved to them. As they rode side by side, Tom looked up and said, "It's going to be a nice day today." Jackie says, "Yeah, it is." He says, Tom looked at him and, "Oh, there's nothing wrong." He said, "I just got something in my eye is all." Tom says, "Yeah." He says, "Yeah, there's a lot of things could get in your eye." He said, "It makes them tear, doesn't it?" He said, "Yeah, it makes your eyes water." And he wiped his tears out of his eyes. He said, "But yeah, it'll be all right." They traveled for several days back along the same route that Jackie had come. And finally, on the third afternoon, Jackie knew he was getting close. He said, "We're almost there, Tom." He says, "We're almost there." He says, "Come on, let's hurry." And finally, they rode up on a ridge and looked down. He said, "There it is. There is my place, Tom. Look." Tom looked. The house was kind of shaggy and the fences were down. He said, "It looks like a nice place, Jackie." He said, "It needs a little work." He says, come on, I'll show you the place." They took the fence down that led up to the house. There was a barbed wire across it, and Jackie took it down. He says, come on, because nobody was living there now. And they rode up to the house, and Jackie opened the door. He said, "Here it is, here's the kitchen. This is where I used to cook." Ritzy followed in, began to sniff around, because it was his home too. And he said, "This is my bedroom." He said, "There's the next one here, Tom. You could sleep in here." "Jackie, I don't like to tell you this, but this really isn't your place yet." He says, "You know, you could be trespassing." He said, "But I'm going to get it." He said, "Why don't we just go into town," he said, "and then see the banker, and then if the mortgage is still there, we can pay it off, and then we can come back and it'll be your farm." He said, "If that Mr. what's his name? Oh, Skinfin Gruber." He said, "Well, if that Skinfin Gruber comes around," he said, "he could get us for trespassing." "Well, let's go then, Tom." He said, "Will they be open?" He said, "No." He says, "We'll probably have to spend the night in town." So they went into town, and when they got into town, it was late. But the only one Jackie ran into was the sheriff. And the sheriff stopped and looked. Jackie Anderson. He said, "Yes." He said, "Oh, hello, sheriff." He says, "Where have you been, boy?" He says, "Well, you never did show up for that job." "It's a long story, Sheriff." He says, "Mr. Gruber got after my dog and I just ran off." He said, "This is Tom Dawson, my friend." He says, "We've got money. I'm rich." "Where'd you get the money?" Tom laughed. He says, "Well, no, we didn't rob a bank." He said, "His uncle died." "Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Jackie." He said, "It was your only relative, wasn't it?" Jackie said, "Yes." He says, "Oh, you my deepest sympathy, Jackie." She said, It's all right. Tom said, "Well, we'll probably spend the night in the stable if it's all right." He says, "Nope." He says, "You stay at the hotel." Jackie, he says, "It's on me." Jackie says, "No." He says, "Tom, you know what this sheriff did?" He says, when Mr. Gruber sold Maggie, you know what he did? He bought it and paid for it and gave it to me. That's what he did." "Ah, Jackie," says, "anybody would have done that." Tom looked at the sheriff. He says, "Sheriff, you know everybody wouldn't do that." And he says, "We're in a position to pay you." He says, "No, I absolutely refuse. That's something I wanted to do." And he said, "If you pay me, then I didn't do it." He says, "All right, I understand. All right." Next day, bright and early, they got up and got dressed, had breakfast, walked down to the bank, walked into the bank, and they went to the teller, and they asked for Mr. Williams. And he says, "Don't I know you, boy?" He said, "My name is Jackie Anderson. Would you tell Mr. Williams that Jackie Anderson is here, and Tom Dawson?" "All right." He went in the back, and finally they came out. He said, "Mr. Williams will see you." He says, "Through that door marked private." Tom and Jackie walked in, and Mr. Williams stood up. He said, "Well, Jackie, he says, "how are you?" He said, "We wondered what happened to you." Jackie said, "This is Tom Dawson, my friend." He said, "What we've come here for is to see if Mr. Gruber paid up the mortgage." "Oh, that, yes. Well, let me look. He went through some folders and pulled it out and began to look. Well. Jackie says, what is it? Is it paid or is it not? He says, I've got to go to another folder. He's made some payments. Well, I have to go to this other file here. He did pay some of it. He went through some folders and finally pulled out, and yes, here it is. He still owes $1,000. Tom looked at Jackie. Jackie looked very excited. Does that mean that if I had the money and I paid the mortgage, I could get the farm back? Well, I suppose so. He said, I don't see why not. Jackie reached into his pocket and plopped the money down on his desk. Here it is. He said, this will pay for it, all of it. The banker looked very astonished. Jackie, where did you get this money? Tom smiled. He said, well, his uncle died. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. He says, it must have been a great shock to you, Jackie. You have my deepest, deepest sympathy. Jackie kind of has smiled. I said, it's all right. Well, he says, in that case, he says, I think that if you have that much money, we can pay the debt off. And he says, Jackie, I'm glad you're getting the farm back. He took out a paper and counted the money and signed the mortgage. And he handed it to Jackie. He says, paid in full. And congratulations, Jackie. And again, my deepest, deepest sympathy. Jackie says, well, I think everything's going to be all right. Come on, Tom. He said, thank you, Mr. Williams. You're welcome, Jackie. He says, when you get some more money, come and do banking with us. Jackie says, I will. He says, one of these days, I'm going to be rich. They left and went out the door. And as they went past the general store, Jackie stopped. He says, well, Tom, he says, we're going to need some supplies. Let's buy some stuff, some food. And he said, I'm a pretty good cook and everything. So they went inside, and of course, everybody Jackie met that knew him was glad to see that he was back. And news got around very quickly that Jackie was back and that he inherited a great deal of money. And people began to be a little more friendly when they found out Jackie was rich. At least they thought he was. They didn't know that he spent most of it to pay for the farm. So they got a sack full of groceries and other equipment that they needed and headed out towards the ranch. Jackie began to clean up the place and showed Tom his room and where he was going to sleep, and he cleaned up the dust that covered the place since Jackie had gone. And finally they had it all fixed up and looking pretty nice. Jackie said, Tom, tonight I'm going to fix supper. He said, like I used to. And he said, all you do is relax. He says, I'll be the chief, remember? And he says, you be the white god, huh? And they both laughed. As Jackie was fixing some bacon and he was going to fry some eggs and he was fixing a few potatoes, Tom is sitting on the porch and he could smell the bacon. Smells good, Jackie. He says, well, it's going to taste a lot better. He says, the way I fix bacon, Tom, he said, you never tasted bacon like I taste bacon. I hope so. I think you have company coming up the drive, Jackie. Jackie put down the fork. He had an apron on. He took it off. He said, who would be coming up here? He said, and all of a sudden, he recognized the buggy. And as it got closer, he recognized the person in the buggy. It was Mr. Gruber. Mr. Gruber pulled up in a hurry. Whoa! He quickly got out of the buggy. What are you doing on my property? He said, there's that dog. Rizzi, Tom didn't say anything. He says, I'm going to have the both of you arrested for trespassing on my property. He says, now pack your stuff and get out of here. Tom didn't say anything, kept looking at Jackie. Mr. Gruber, we went to the bank and I paid for this. It's no longer yours. Ah, a likely story. Why would you get a dime to your name? He said, I'm going to say this one more time. Tom stood up. Mr. Gruber looked way up. I think Jackie told you that it was his property. I don't believe it. He says, Jackie, go get the mortgage. And Jackie rushed in the house and came out with a slip of paper. He says, Mr., what was the name? Mr. Gruber. All right, Mr. Gruber, take a look at this. What is this? What is it? This. It means that the mortgage has been paid and the farm belongs to Jackie, fair and square. Now, if you take that buggy and get it off our property, we might have you arrested for trespassing. Well, now, this is highly irregular. Tom looked at him and stared him right in the face. He said, Mr. Gruber, I'm going to give you 1 minute to get that rig off Jackie's property. And I'm starting to count now. You have 55 seconds left. Mr. Gruber started to run to the buggy and crawled in. You're going to hear about this. And he turned the buggy around and left in a cloud of dust. Jackie began to laugh. He said, he sure left in a hurry, Tom. He said, what were you going to do if he didn't leave? Oh, he says, I don't know. He said, I'd probably go over there and break one of his wheels off. Jackie laughed. He said, he looked funny with going with three wheels in a buggy. Ritzy finally began to wag his tail because it was great relief to see Mr. Gruber go. They served supper, and even Ritzy got a few pieces of bacon, and he gave it to Ritzy, and Ritzy had always, boom. He said, I want to apologize for Ritzy. He says, he never did learn with manners how to eat. Tom said, that's all right. He said, I know a lot of people that eat that way too. I don't. Well, I didn't say you, Jackie. He said, I chew my food like I'm supposed to. Here, Ritzy. Boom. Jackie just shook his head. He said, he's got a bottomless pit. He said, it's just like that cavern in the cave. I mean, you throw something in his mouth and it never hits bottom. Ritzy kind of looked at him and as if to say, well, try it again. So as they were eating, Tom and Jackie were talking about the farm, and they finally got to the place where they decided they'd fix the place up. Jackie said, we can get some paint. He said, we can go in and buy a buckboard, so we'll have a buckboard to carry stuff on and some lumber and some wire. We can paint it up and we can clean it up and put up the fences. And Tom, he said, this will be the best farm in the whole country. You're going to help me, aren't you? Oh, I suppose I will, Jackie. He says, I'll stick around until everything is all straightened out. He said, I knew you would, Tom. He said, I'm depending on you. So they did go into town and they got supplies and they began to work, and they worked day after day. The house became painted and some of the hinges that were falling apart were fixed and the windows were fixed, and finally it began to look pretty nice. One evening after they had just eaten supper, Jackie and Tom were very tired. Ritzy was tired too because he was helping. Boy, I'm tired, Tom. He says, so am I. He says, we ought to get to bed early. He says, you know, I was thinking, though, we've been so busy. He said, I haven't even paid any attention to Maggie. He said, you know, is it too late, Tom, if I just took her for a little ride? Oh, I guess it'd be all right if you wanted to. He said, don't go too far. Oh, I'm so tired. He said, but I just feel so badly. I said, Maggie probably thinks that I don't even care for her anymore. And that's not true. So I'm going to take her for a little ride. Don't stay away too long, Jackie. Jackie went out to the stable, to the barn, saddled up Maggie and pattered. He says, come on, Maggie. He says, I'm going to show you. He says, you're still my favorite horse. You're the only horse I have. And he says, you're good enough for me. He says, come on. They drove rode out to the North 40, and Jackie was checking some of the plowing he was doing. He was quite pleased. He looked at the fences. They were up now. And he kept heading north, not even noticing that the sky was getting exceptionally dark. Clouds were forming on the horizon. And finally, he got up into the woods up in north of the 40. And they were going through the woods, and he realized he better get back home before it got dark. And when he started to head for home, he realized that he didn't know which way home was. He says, Maggie, I think this way, this way.